Blog Talk Radio.
My heart.
Father, we come to you in the name of Jesus, thanking you for this day, thanking you for this broadcast. We thank you for all that you've done for us. We pray that you look upon us with compassion on today. Have mercy on our souls today, O Lord. We pray that you bless this broadcast. Let the Spirit of God prevail, and let the blood of Jesus cover on today. Have your way, O Lord. Save a soul, O Lord. Deliver, O Lord, and fill with the Holy Ghost. We pray that you look on your people everywhere. We pray that you go over in Israel, O Lord. Have mercy on those souls, O Lord. I know you are a deliverer, Lord. You are able, Jesus. Look on the surrounding countries. Look on Gaza, O Lord. Have mercy on those souls, O Lord. Those that are dying, O Lord, those that are in famine, have mercy, O Lord. We know that our merciful God. Help them to give their lives to you. Help them to seek your faith. In the name of Jesus, look on the Iranians. Oh, my God, have mercy on them, O Lord. Look on the leaders everywhere. I pray that you touch them, oh Lord. Give them the mind to do the right thing, oh Lord. Help them, oh Lord, to give their lives to you. In the name of Jesus, I pray that you look on our president here in the United States. Touch his mind, oh Lord. Give him strength, oh Lord. Help him, oh Lord, to do that which is right and pleasing in your sight. Ever meeting and guiding, oh Lord. Showing which way you would have him to go. Let your spirit prevail, oh Lord. Help him to acknowledge you, oh Lord. We know you're able today, oh Lord. And all those souls that are designed to be saved, healed, forgiven, and delivered, we pray that you will touch them, oh Lord, that you will deliver their souls, save them, oh Lord, heal and deliver, forgive, oh Lord, fly out of transgressions. Let the Spirit of God prevail today, oh Lord. Bless in a special way. Look on the people throughout this world, those that don't know you and the pardon of their sins. I pray that you make a way for them, O Lord, that they may seek your face and call upon your name. Turn from their way. Save such as should be saved. Have mercy, O Lord. And we pray that you're looking on our family members, O Lord. Touch them right now, O Lord. Those that are not saved, have mercy on them today. Save them, O Lord. Help them to seek your face and call upon your name. Help them to turn from their way, Lord. We know you're able. You're a way maker. You're a door opener today. Bless in a special way. In the name of Jesus, those that are sick and afflicted in their bodies, we ask that you touch them, O Lord, that you will heal them and raise them up. And if you don't desire to raise them up, we pray that you will save them. Save them to the uttermost. Look on Cousin Danny, oh Lord. Save his soul, oh Lord. Help him to give his life to you before it's too late. Have mercy, Jesus. Pray that you look on the bereaved Freeman family. Touch him right now, oh Lord. Deliver, Lord. Make ways out of no way. Open up doors, oh Lord. Work things out for him. In the name of Jesus, find the works of Satan. Cast him out today. He's seeking to hinder and to overthrow. Mm-hmm. But you got the power, Lord, to deliver. And we're looking to you, trusting in you, taking you at your word. And Heavenly Father, we thank you for what you've done for us. We thank you for this day that you've given to us. We thank you, Lord, for keeping us with a mind to serve you and to do your will, to preach the gospel. Help us, Lord, to continue to do your will and work while it is day. For night cometh when no man can work. Help us, O Lord. Bless this broadcast today, O Lord. Help, Lord Jesus. Save somebody, O Lord. Give somebody a mind to repent of their sins. Help them, O Lord. In the name of Jesus, we know thou art able. We know you got the power. We're dependent on you today, and we are looking to you, the author and the finisher of our faith. No other help we know, O Lord. We thank you today, O Lord, for all that you've done for us, and we pray that you continue to go with us and stand by us. Bless and keep us, and we shall be kept, and we will give thy name the praise, the glory and honor shall be thine. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Thank God for that beautiful anointed prayer coming through Evangelist Maybell. And thank God for all of you. Good afternoon. God bless you all. If you're just tuning in, you are listening to Prayer Works Ministry, a God-inspired ministry dedicated to prayer and promulgation of the true gospel of Jesus Christ. We do believe in praying to God for all. You can be blessed, delivered, healed, and made whole through prayer and faith in God. We invite you to join us in worshiping and praising God. And right now we're going to read our opening scripture, and it's taken from the 143rd number of Psalm, beginning with the first verse. That's the 143rd number of Psalm, beginning with verse 1, and I am reading from the King James Version Bible. And it reads, "Hear my prayer, O Lord, give ear to my supplications, and thy faithfulness answer me, and in thy righteousness. And enter not into judgment with thy servant, for in thy sight shall no man living be justified. For the enemy hath persecuted my soul, he hath smitten my life down to the ground. He hath made me to dwell in darkness as those that have been long dead. Therefore is my spirit overwhelmed within me, my heart within me is desolate. I remember the days of old, I meditate on all thy works, I muse on the works of thy hands. I stretch forth my hands unto thee, my soul thirsteth after thee as a thirsty land, Selah. Hear me speedily, O Lord, my spirit faileth, hide not thy face from me, lest I be like unto them that go down into the pit. Cause me to hear thy loving kindness in the morning, for in thee do I trust. Cause me to know the way that wherein I should walk, for I lift up my soul unto thee. Deliver me, O Lord, from mine enemies. I flee unto thee to hide me. Teach me to do thy will, for thou art my God. Thy spirit is good. Lead me into the land of uprightness. Quicken me, O Lord, for thy name's sake. For thy righteousness' sake, bring my soul out of trouble. And of thy mercy, cut off mine enemies, and destroy all them that afflict my soul, for I am thy servant. Thank God for the reading of his word. The 143rd number of Psalm, the first of the 12 verses throughout its entirety. And again, thank you so much for tuning into the Prayer Works Ministry. Our broadcast airs every Friday night at 7 o'clock p.m. and every Sunday afternoon at 3:30 p.m. You may listen by dialing 563-999-3634, or you can listen online at www.blogtalkradio.com/Prayer Works Ministry. If you wish to correspond with Prayer Works Ministry, the email address is prayerworksministry100@gmail.com. To send us postal mail, you can use the mailing address P.O. Box 27148, Baltimore, Maryland. And our prayer request phone number is 410-209-7503. And if you're clergy and you're feeling bold, you want to have remarks after the word, or you have a testimony you'd like to tell, a song you like to sing, a scripture you like to read, an encouraging word you like to give, you can feel free to give us a call, and you'll be live on the broadcast at 551-241-6677. And if you're looking to support other ministries or you just need a little encouragement to help you get through the week, on Tuesdays and Sunday evenings at 7 o'clock p.m., Evangelist Neva Evan hosts the Gospel Truth broadcast at 605-373-5995. That access code is 565-2166. The Gospel Truth Prayer Mission hosts Sunday afternoon services at 12 o'clock p.m. at 18 East Center Street in Woodbury, New Jersey. On Thursdays at 6 o'clock p.m., Missionary Myrtle Huff, Missionary Rebecca Ingram, and Missionary Christine Watson host the Power Prayer Line at 978-990-5337. That access code is 346-9155. Grace Temple Church hosts Sunday afternoon services, where via teleconference at 6 o'clock p.m. for Pastor Jerry Bennett is the pastor. Phone number is 720-740-9840. That access code is 182-7631. The ministry manual holds teams up with Evangelist Annette Bradley each night at 9 o'clock p.m. on the Prayer News Network at 339-209-691. We want to continue to pray for the folks who are on listed on our prayer list, praying for Elder Otis Smith, Deacon Roger Tanner, Andrea, the Breeze Ingram Sewell family, the Breeze Harrell family, Sean Howard and his mother, Darnell Williams, the Breeze Jones family, W.L. and the Breeze Turner family, the Breeze Edmond family, Mrs. Joel Paldo and the Breeze Paldo family, Trina Jones, Evangelist Bruce Thompson, Evangelist Cynthia Edmond, all of the Breeze family, as well as all those who are currently requesting prayer. And those are all of the announcements that I have at this time. And I just want to sing, or attempt to sing, this song.
The recording has started.
Lord, I hear of showers of blessing. Thou art scattering woe and free, showers the thirsty soul, refreshing. Let some drops now fall on me. Pass me not, O gentle Savior, and for though my heart may be, I am longing for thy favor, while thou art blessing, O Lord, bless me. Even me, Lord, even me. Even me, Lord, even me. Let some drops now fall on me. Even me, Lord, even me. Even me, Lord, even me. Let some drop on me. Amen. And at this time, we're going to turn the broadcast over to the hands of Evangelist Maybelle. If you might come back and give some words of encouragement and introduce our speaker. God bless you.
Praise the Lord. Thank the Lord for that beautiful selection. Let some drops fall on me. And I believe hear his prayer. He was asking the Lord to hear his prayer because his enemies had persecuted his soul so bad and that it just brought him down. His spirit was overwhelmed in him. And so he was asking God to hear his prayer. And I tell you, when we get down sometimes, we go to the Lord and we ask the Lord to hear our prayer, to consolate us. And I tell you, if we just keep going to God in prayer, he will answer our prayer. So we don't have to worry. And I want you to be encouraged today. Don't worry about what enemy is doing. He's doing his job. He's doing what he's supposed to do. But we, being the people of God, we must pray always without ceasing and do our job, and God will bring us through. So we hope that you are encouraged today through those few words. Look to the Lord. He will work it out for you. And praise God at this time. We're going to get ready for the word of God, and we have a beautiful speaker in the person of Dr. Evangelist Pastor Sheila Hameen out of Holy Temple, Baltimore, Maryland. So let us put our minds on the Lord as she comes forth.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I thank God for this opportunity. I just thank the Lord for blessing us. So glad that you took the time to tune in to Prayer Works Ministry. At this time, we're going to go to the Word of God, but first we're going to have a word of prayer. Amen. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for your goodness and mercy. We thank you for your grace toward us, oh God. We call on you right now to speak to us, Lord, and to minister unto our souls in the mighty name of Jesus. We know you are able to do all things, and there's nothing too hard for thee, O God. We believe it, and we count it as done. We ask it in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise the Lord. We thank God for that prayer and for the opening scripture and also for those beautiful, encouraging words coming through Evangelist May. And we just thank God for his goodness on today. This is the day that the Lord has made, and I'm rejoicing and I'm glad in it because God has truly done great and mighty things. So at this time, let's attention to the Word of God. If you want to read along, I'll be reading from the King James Version Bible. Praise the Lord, going to the book of 2 Chronicles. 2 Chronicles starting with chapter 5, verse 1, and also verses 13 through 14. And then I'm going to skip on over to 2 Chronicles, the 20th chapter, verses 1 through 4, and then skipping down to verse 17 through 22. Praise the Lord. And I'm going to ask Dr. Evangelist Khadija could read those scriptures for me, 2 Chronicles, the 5th chapter, verse 1, and also verses 13 and 14, the 20th chapter, verses 1 through 4, and also 17 through 22. Praise the Lord. If she can read those scriptures for me, I really would appreciate it. God bless.
Amen. 2 Chronicles 5 and 1. Thus all the work that Solomon made for the house of the Lord was finished. And Solomon brought in all the things that David his father had dedicated, and the silver and the gold and all the instruments put he among the treasures of the house of God. That 1 and 2 and then 13 and 14.
Yes.
Then Solomon assembled the elders of Israel and all the rest of the tribes.
I'm sorry. 13 and 14. 2 Chronicles 5. Okay. Go ahead.
Amen. Checking 2 Chronicles 5 and 13. It came even to pass, as the trumpeters and singers were as one, to make one sound to be heard in praising and thanking the Lord. And when they lifted up their voice with the trumpets and cymbals and instruments of music and praised the Lord, saying, "For he is good, for his mercy endureth forever," that then the house was filled with a cloud, even the house of the Lord, so that the priests could not stand to minister by reason of the cloud, for the glory of the Lord had filled the house of God. 2 Chronicles 20, 1 through 4. It came to pass after this also that the children of Moab and the children of Ammon and with them other besides the Ammonites came against Jehoshaphat to battle. Then there came some that told Jehoshaphat, saying, "There cometh a great multitude against thee from beyond the sea on this side Syria. And behold, they be in Hazazon Tamar, which is And Jehoshaphat feared and set himself to seek the Lord and proclaimed a fast throughout all Judah. And Judah gathered themselves together to ask help of the Lord. Even out of all the cities of Judah, they came to seek the Lord. And was that it? 2 Chronicles 17:4.
Yeah, 17 through 22.
Second Chronicles 20 and 17. Ye shall not need to fight in this battle. Set yourselves, stand ye still, and see the salvation of the Lord with you. O Judah and Jerusalem, fear not, nor be dismayed. Tomorrow go out against them, for the Lord will be with you. And Jehoshaphat bowed his head with his face to the ground, and all Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem fell before the Lord, worshiping the Lord. And the Levites of the children of the Kohathites and of the children of Korah stood up to praise the Lord God of Israel with a loud voice on high. And they rose early in the morning and went forth into the wilderness of Tekoa. And as they went forth, Jehoshaphat stood and said, "Hear me, O Judah, and the inhabitants, you and the inhabitants of Jerusalem. Believe in the Lord your God, so shall ye be established. Believe his prophet, so shall ye prosper." And when he had consulted with the people, he appointed singers unto the Lord, and that should praise the beauty of holiness as they went out before the army, and to say, "Praise the Lord, for his mercy endureth forever." And when they began to sing and to praise, the Lord set ambushments against the children of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir, which were come against Judah, and they were smitten.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for the reading of the Word of God. And this afternoon, I'd like to leave a thought with you, and that is faith in God unlocks the power of praise. Faith in God unlocks the power of praise. And in the first portion that was read in fifth chapter of Second Chronicles, how that Solomon had done a work that was laid on the heart of David, his father, but God didn't allow David to build the house of the Lord. And it was given to his son Solomon. So Solomon made, or rather he finished the work and completed the making of the house of the Lord. And he brought the things of his father and dedicated them, the silver, the gold, the instruments. And he put all of these among the treasures of the house of the Lord. And he began to assemble the elders of Israel and all the heads of the tribes of Israel, assemble them all together so that this dedication service can take place. And then getting down to verse 13, how it came even to pass as the trumpeters and singers were as one, they joined in together, they began to make this sound to be heard in praising and thanking the Lord. I mean, they were not quiet about this, but they made a loud sound, and they began to praise and to thank God. Hallelujah. And when they had lifted up their voices with the trumpets and the cymbals and the instruments of music, and they praised the Lord, and they began to say, "For he is good, for his mercy endured forever." That's when the house of the Lord was filled with a cloud. The house of the Lord was filled with the presence of God, so much so that the priests couldn't even stand to minister because of the cloud. And this was God's glory that had filled the house of the Lord. And so they began to just sing, and they started praising God, and the house of the Lord was filled with the cloud, the glory of the Lord. Hallelujah. And the priests couldn't even minister. They couldn't even stay in there because of the greatness of the presence of the Lord. Praise God. And this happened again when God reveals himself, and when somebody unlocks the power of praise. As it is with us, we have situations in our lives. But if we could just go to God and cry out to him and call upon the name of the Lord and just go into a praise and just start singing to the glory of God, God himself will show up and he will do great and mighty things. In the 20th chapter, we see here where the children of Israel, they were threatened by armies that surrounded them. Moab, Ammonites, and all of these that got together to come and overthrow the children of God. And how Jehoshaphat at the time, he went to God and began to cry to the Lord. Hallelujah. I could say of a truth that when we get in trouble, we ought to learn how to trust in God. We ought to have enough faith to know that we can go to our commander-in-chief and he will take up the battle and fight for us. Glory, hallelujah. After he got together with the children of Israel, it tells here that he feared, because this was a great multitude coming against him. But instead of going to this one or that one, he got together and he went to the Lord. He went, set himself to seek the Lord, and also proclaimed a fast throughout all Judah.
And he was moving by faith because he believed that if he would cry to God, if he would go to the Lord while he's in trouble, that God would hear and he would answer. And then this is evident in his prayer when he began to have a talk with God. And he was asking God certain questions like, are not thou God in heaven, God of our fathers? You know, he was asking all these questions in his prayer to God. And in verse 9, and he reminded God of how when the sanctuary was built, the one that Solomon had dedicated, or the presence of God was in there so great, that same house of God, that if anyone was in trouble or if evil had come upon them, in verse 9, how he spoke about these things that were mentioned in judgment, pestilence, famine, if anybody would stand before this house, talking about the house of God, and in the presence of God, and also reminding God, for thy name is in this house. If we stand here and we cry unto thee in our affliction, then thou wilt hear and help. So he believed, he had faith, God would hear and that God would help. And he also acknowledged in his prayer in verse 12, saying, for we have no might against this great company that cometh against us. Neither know we what to do, but our eyes are upon thee. And that's where we need to keep our focus. Don't get distracted. Don't worry about the storm that's raging all around you. Don't worry about the waves that seem to want to overtake you, but keep your eyes upon the Lord, and he will take care of you. The Lord will work it out. And I believe that while they were praying before God and having a talk with God, all of a sudden the Spirit of God began to come upon Jehaziel, and the Lord began to speak through this young man to encourage his people, and also telling them tomorrow, just go on down against them. God will be with you. He didn't have to worry. In verse 17, he said, ye shall not need to fight in this battle. Set yourself, stand ye still, and see the salvation of the Lord with you. Hallelujah. Oh, Judah and Jerusalem, fear not, nor be dismayed. Tomorrow, go out against them, for the Lord will be with you. Don't worry. Don't fear. Don't be dismayed. Just go straight on, head on into the enemy. If he want to charge at you, you take charge at him. Amen. And God will be with you. Amen. If you take that charge into a praise, as was explained here, in 18 through 22, and Jehoshaphat bowed his head with his face to the ground, and all Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem fell before the Lord, worshiping him. This is what they began to do, begin to worship the Lord. How many of us begin to fall down before God and worship him in the face of adversity, in the time of trouble, when the enemy is rising up against us, when affliction is upon us? We need to fall down and worship the Lord. Oh, hallelujah. God, he's a mighty God. And so there were those in the midst who began to stand up, praise the God of Israel with a loud voice on high. They rose up early in the morning, went into the wilderness as they were instructed, and Judah, glory to God, began to hear the words of Jehoshaphat. He got their attention, saying, hear me, O Judah, and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem, believe in the Lord your God. There it is, have faith in God.
That's all it takes. It's just having faith in God. He said, believe in the Lord your God. So shall ye be established. Believe in his prophets. So shall ye prosper. The Lord spoke prophecy through Jehaziel, and they heard and they believed. And when he had consulted with the people, he appointed some singers. Amen. And they began to sing unto the Lord. And they began to praise God in the beauty of holiness. Oh, and as they went out there before that army, they were out in front of the army. They started saying, praise the Lord, for his mercy endureth forever. Praise the Lord. They unlocked the power of praise. Oh, thank you, Lord. We can do the same thing today if we just believe God and believe his prophets. Just take God at his word and just go forth in the praises. If you don't know how to sing, praise God, hallelujah, just go ahead and say what it is that comes in your heart and make the melody in your heart with God, and God will do the rest. Praise, just bring out the praises before God. Don't worry about how it sounds. Don't worry about what others think about you, but just praise him in the beauty of holiness and worship the Lord. So the singers, they were out there before the army, and when they began to sing and to praise, it was two things they did. They didn't just sing, but they also praised God. Amen. So singing and praising God together, that's what unlocked the power of praise when they put their faith in the Lord and just looked to him. Because Lord knows we have some situations that we're faced with. We don't know what to do. We may have some fear, but we don't have to worry. As the Lord began to let his people know that he was with them. Praise the Lord. So God, he fought that battle, and the children of Israel, they didn't have to do anything but sing and praise the Lord. They sang and they praised the Lord. So today, I want to encourage you, while you're going through, while trouble is on every side, don't fear. Don't be despondent. Don't be dismayed, but just believe in the Lord your God. Have faith in God, and you will unlock the power of praise. And while you're believing him, while you're looking to him, just go ahead and sing. Go ahead and praise him. If your praise is a leap, that's how you praise him, you go ahead and start leaping. Oh, praise the Lord. If your praise is a hand clap, go ahead and start clapping your hands. If your praise is a hallelujah, open your mouth wide and just holler out hallelujah. Just give God the praise that's due to his name. Amen. And you'll see God do mighty, mighty things. And all of those armies that had set out against the children of Israel, they were all smitten. And later on in that same chapter, when they went to gather up the spoil, it was so much, they couldn't take it all in a day. Oh, hallelujah. So God, he will not only conquer the enemy, overthrow the enemy for you, but he will fill you with blessings. And I thank God for the word of God. And I just want to encourage you today to just have faith in God. This reminds me of how Apostle Peter, when he saw Jesus walking on the water, he called out to him, Lord, saying, if it be you, bid me to come. And the Lord bid him to come, and he stepped out on the water while looking to Jesus. And as long as he was looking to the Lord, he was walking on that water. But when the tempest started to rage, when the waves started, the storm started, he got distracted and began to get fearful and worried, and he began to sink. But he cried out to the Lord. He said, Lord, save me. And the Lord reached out and saved him. But he also asked him, wherefore did you doubt? Why did you doubt? You were doing good. Why did you doubt? Praise God. So sometimes doubt will try to overtake us. But we do not have to doubt. We don't have to fear. We can just keep looking to the Lord. We can't do it ourselves. We don't know what to do. So you might as well trust God. He knows what to do. And he will do great and mighty things. So we're going to go to God in prayer. And we're going to pray the prayer of faith. Just believing God for whatever it is that you need God to do, whatever you desire for God to do for you. God has the power, and he's ready, willing, and more than able to do it for you. He's done it for so many others, and he can do the same thing for you and for me. But we must have faith in God. We must believe him no matter what. It's more like just going against all odds and yet believing God without wavering whatsoever, no matter how it looks. Just don't stop trusting God. Don't stop believing in him. And this also reminds me of that message that came on Thursday night. Praise God. God will deliver us if we cry unto him. So if we cry to him, just like this king did, gathered the people together, they cried to God, they went to seek the Lord, they sought him for help, and not only that, but they denied themselves. A fast was proclaimed. They denied themselves, and so they put aside their food and they afflicted their body, and they went to God because they had a need. They needed God to help them. Hallelujah. They were sincere about this thing. So whatever you need God to do, you have to be sincere. You have to go to the Lord. Deny yourself if you have to. Go to him and call upon the name of the Lord. Cry out to him, and he will deliver. He will show up. And he will make himself known. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. He'll take away the doubt. He'll take away all the fear. He will move all that fear. He will remove it out by the root. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He will do it for you today. If you desire to be a disciple of Jesus Christ and you don't know what to do, right now, all you have to do is repent. That means be sorry for the sins you've committed against God and ask the Lord to forgive you and believe on Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God. Believe that God raised Jesus from the dead. Call on the name of the Lord Jesus and you can be saved. Amen. Yes. If you have a sickness or affliction in your body and you desire God to make you whole, to heal you today, if you're struggling with mental problems, with the enemy trying to mess with your mind, God has the power to give you peace in your mind. If you can only believe and give God praise, he will do great things for you. At this time, let's put our minds on the Lord. Most Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before you right now. We humble ourselves, O God, and we ask you, Lord, to be merciful and to forgive us, Lord. We pray, God, that you will touch our hearts, that you will lay your hand upon us right now. Lord God, strengthen us where we're weak, and build us up where we're torn down. We come before you, Lord God, because we are fragile, Lord, and you know our frame. Lord, you're the one who made us
and you know everything about us. We ask, God, that you will search our hearts. Lord, that you will purify us, clean us up on the inside and on the outside. Lord God, lift us up in the name of Jesus. Touch us, O Lord, and help us to do your will. Lord, anoint us for your service. Anoint us in ministry, Lord. Anoint us in prayer, O God. And loose every shackle, my God. Destroy the yoke of bondage and break every chain in the name of Jesus. Let souls be delivered today. Oh, my God, you're able, Lord Jesus. Look on those who are not saved. Lord God, save their souls. Forgive their sins, Lord Jesus. Take away all of their sins right now. Wash them and purge them. Clean them up, Lord. Sanctify them on the inside and on the outside, Lord. Work a wonder in their lives in the name of Jesus. Work miracles right now, Lord, while we're praying this prayer in the name of Jesus. Only you can do it, Lord. We are looking to you, for you are the author and finisher of our faith. Oh, God, work on our faith right now. Help us to believe as the scripture says. Remove all the doubt, Lord God. Take it away from us, Lord. Forgive our unbelief, Lord, and remove it from us right now while we're praying, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray for healing today. Somebody is sick in their body. Somebody's afflicted in their body, and somebody's afflicted and troubled in their mind. We're praying a special prayer for them right now. Lord, send down your healing virtue. Let them feel the virtue from the crown of their head down to the soles of their feet in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, Lord. Glory to your name, my God. You're able, Lord. Heal and make everyone whole. Oh, Lord God, move and do wonders, Lord. Raise them up off the sick bed, Lord Jesus. And whoever committed sins, let their sins be forgiven. And help them, Lord, to minister and to do your will in the name of Jesus. Father, we pray right now that you'll look on our leader today, that you will please encourage his heart, Lord. Look on Pastor Jackson. Strengthen him, Lord Jesus. Help him to do your will, Lord. Look on his brother, my God. Let a healing come upon him, Lord Jesus. Let salvation come to him right now in the name of Jesus. And bless his family, Lord. Oh, God, bless the congregation. Help us, Lord, to come together. Unite us as one, Lord. Make us one, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord God, rebuke isms and schisms. Rebuke spirits of division. Oh, God, rebuke it in the name of Jesus. And help your people to labor and to work together. Put that love in our hearts, oh God, and help us to love one another even as you commanded us to do so in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, we bless your name. We pray, God, a special prayer for those on the prayer list right now, all prayer lists everywhere, all around the world, one by one and name by name. Lord God, we pray right now that you will look on them, that you will bless them, that you will touch them, Lord. Heal, my God. Work it out in their homes. Fix it in their lives, Lord. Save the unsaved. Reclaim the backslider. Oh, Lord God, work all things out according to your own will. In the name of Jesus, we believe you right now, Lord. Oh, hallelujah. And we praise you, my God. We thank you today, Lord, for your touch, my God. We thank you for the moving of your spirit. We thank you for your healing power, Lord. Thank you for saving souls. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you. Oh, yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Glory to your name, Lord. We thank you. We praise your name, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for everything, Lord God. We thank you for this prayer, Lord. We thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Lord God, please remember those dealing with bereavement. Give them comfort today and be close to them, Lord Jesus. Uphold them, Lord, in this difficult time. All of these blessings we ask in the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank
glory
you.
To your name,
thank
Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank
Lord,
you.
I thank you.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank
you, Jesus. Yes, Lord.
Thank you.
Glory, glory. Thank hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord
Jesus. Thank you. Praise the Lord. Thank God for the word, the powerful anointed word coming through Evangelist Hameen, and for that anointed prayer, for God's touch in the prayer. And she was talking about faith in God unlocks the power of praise. And there is great deliverance in praise. The children of Israel, they had no need to fight in the battle. The Bible says that when they begin to sing and to praise, the Lord set ambushments against the enemy, and the enemy were smitten. What a mighty God. But they did it by faith. So when you're stressed, if you're depressed, oppressed, overwhelmed, if you praise God in faith, God will deliver. Lord, I thank you, Jesus, for the word of God.
Yes.
I'm stirred up about the word of God.
Thank
because
you.
I know that it's true. If you praise God, he will deliver. And there
Amen.
Is great, great deliverance in prayer. And it doesn't matter, if, like you said, you could sing, you could dance, you can play an instrument, whatever it is. Sometimes it is difficult. It might feel difficult to do because you think of praise being something you do when you feel good. When you feel good, you might dance, you might start singing. But when you're in a low place and when it looks like you're not going to be able to come out, if you start praising God just then, by God will deliver and deliver you out of that situation. I'm stirred up about the word of God, but I'm going to let somebody else have a chance. If you're on the line, if you're a clergy, you want to come in and get some of this and have remarks after the beautiful word of God was preached, you are welcome to come on in because we are helpers one to another. So I want to give Venice Maybell, I know, is on the line, and I want to give her a chance to have remarks first. So amen. God bless you, Venice May.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. I thank God for that anointed message coming through Evangelist.
Yes.
I mean, faith in God unlocked the power of praise. And certainly that is true. Because if you believe on him, as the scripture has said, out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. And God knows you will praise God. You will praise him in the highest. And I thank God for that message on today and for the anointed prayer. She prayed under the anointing.
Yes.
And I tell you, I'm thankful for all the prayers that I've been hearing her pray, because prayer changes things. And prayer will get the job done. I tell you, when it seems like nobody else can help, nobody else can do nothing for you, that prayer will help you to overcome, and that faith in God will unlock that power of praise.
And
glory to God. I thank the Lord. My soul is encouraged. I thank God for the word of God on today, and I want to encourage you, Daniel, I mean, just keep on going, keep preaching. I know Satan, he gets mad when you preach the word. He don't want you to go, but you go anyway and continue.
Yes.
Preaching the word of God and praying in the spirit. Thank God for you. God bless you.
Amen. Praise God. Thank God for those beautiful remarks coming through Evangelist Maybell. And thank God also, you know, for her faithfulness and for her ministry as well, and all the encouragement. And if any other clergy are on the line, said you're certainly welcome to have remarks. And if not, we thank God for you. Thank God for the listeners and all of your prayers and all of your encouragement, your texts, your phone calls. thank God for you, and we're praying for you as well. Pray for us back over into the hands of Evangelist Sheila Hameen. God bless you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. These evangelists are stirred up. Praise God. I thank God for those beautiful remarks and encouraging words. And I just thank the Lord for this great ministry, how the Lord has blessed so greatly. And I'm looking for God to do even more. And I want to encourage everyone, just take the word of God in for yourself and live by it every day. Praise the Lord. Be encouraged. If your faith is a little weak, don't stop seeking God, but keep on seeking the Lord until your faith gets stronger. And that's the whole thing. That's how you build your faith. You just keep on trusting God. You keep on waiting on God until God shows up. Hallelujah. So don't give up. Just keep on trusting in the Lord. Even though you might be fearful sometimes, just don't give up. Just keep trusting in the Lord. Amen. I thank God for this broadcast on this afternoon. We invite you to tune in for our next broadcast on Friday night at 7 p.m. if it be the Lord's will. We are expecting to be in our district meeting on April the 26th throughout the 28th if it's the Lord's will. It is on behalf of our headquarters church, the Christian Temple Assembly Church of God. Friday morning, April 26th, service begins at 10 a.m. and Friday night at 7 p.m. Saturday morning, 10 a.m. Saturday night at 7 p.m. Sunday morning, Sunday school at 10 a.m. Morning worship, 11 a.m. Climaxing service that night at 7 p.m. If you're in the neighborhood and you want to stop in and worship the Lord with us, you are welcome to join us at the Christian Temple Assembly Church of God, located at 910 Shelton Avenue in Camden, New Jersey. Pastor Richard Jackson Jr. is our pastor, and we are looking forward to having a great time in the Lord. Is there anything else before we close out? If not, this concludes the broadcast for this afternoon. May God bless you, and may heaven smile upon you. Good night.
This session is no longer being recorded.